You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription. Hi, I'm Claire Murphy. This is Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie, with your news headlines for Thursday, April 25. After counter-terrorism police arrested seven alleged members of a religiously motivated violent extremist group following a teenager stabbing attack on a bishop in Sydney, Australians are being told not to be concerned about attacks aimed at Anzac Day celebrations. Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Chrissy Barrett says the arrests on Wednesday and any further arrests are not linked to Anzac Day commemorations or any religious holiday, that there is no immediate danger to the community and no specific targets had been nominated by the group. The alleged stabber has been charged with committing a terrorist attack, which carries a maximum penalty of life behind bars. Graphic content showing that stabbing of a Sydney bishop will remain hidden on social media platform X for at least the next 2 weeks as the fight over the visibility of the video continues. The Australian Federal Court yesterday extended an injunction requiring X, formerly known as Twitter, to hide video footage showing the attack on Bishop Mar Emanuel, which has been deemed an act of terror. X, the only platform which did not comply with the order, owner Elon Musk accusing the government of impeding free speech by censoring the footage. His lawyers also saying the bishop had signed an affidavit stating he was strongly of the view that the content should remain online. The eSafety Commission says despite the pushback, they will continue to ensure Australians are protected where possible from extreme violence and other Class 1 materials such as child exploitation. We're about to get an insight into how women were treated by the tabloid press in the early 2000s, with Paris Hilton producing a new docuseries which will feature herself as one of the subjects. Hilton's production company has acquired the rights to Sarah Dightem's book Toxic, Women, Fame and the Tabloid 2000s, which focuses on the lives of nine A-listers of the time, including Paris, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Aaliyah, Kim Kardashian and Jennifer Aniston, explaining their complicated relationships with fame in the media as their every move and boozy night out was documented by paparazzi. Paris says the show will allow these women to reclaim the toxic narrative they faced through this time. The star behind the Netflix smash Baby Reindeer is calling on fans to stop trying to out the real-life people behind the true story. Richard Gadd, whose real-life stalking story is brought to life in the show, has called for people to stop speculating who the characters of Martha, his stalker, and the person who sexually abused him, the character Darian, are in real life, saying some people that he has loved and worked with and admired are unfairly getting caught up in speculation. Gadd has asked for people to stop speculating on who any of these real-life people could be, while the man fans accuse of being Darian has posted on social media that all defamatory, abusive and threatening posts against him are being sent to police. That's your latest news headlines. The Quickie team is taking time out today to pay their respects to those who have fought and died for their country on this Anzac Day, but we'll be back with a full new episode tomorrow. In the meantime, you can listen to any previous episodes of The Quickie. You can find them wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.